Hello, Shadow Hills residents. My name is Larry Siegel, and I have been a resident of Shadow Hills for nearly 7 years, and I am running for our HOA Board of Directors. A little bit about me, and then we'll get right into the meat of what we're going to talk about at the podcast. My wife and I moved here from Los Angeles, as I said, 7 years ago. We have two daughters who live in New York, and I have one granddaughter who is 8 days old, so we're excited about that. I am an avid golfer here in the community. I play bridge. I participate in many of the events, and my career has been that of a businessman. For over 50 years, I have been on the management side of the video game business. I have been the in mid-management, and I have also been in high management, C-level management, chief executive officer, president, chief operating officer of numerous video game companies. I was the president of both Atari and Sega, and I, in recent years, have been on many public and private company boards of directors, pretty much all associated with the video game industry. I consider myself a businessman and a manager, and I am running for the board because I feel that I can be of assistance to our community, and I can be a good board member and help with addressing a lot of our issues. Up until yesterday, I was going to come to this relatively harmless, 15 minutes, and just talk about the issues that face Shadow Hills. There are, of course, big ones like our front gate and pickleball and landscaping and shadows and things you've all heard of before. I think I'm going to go in a bit of a different direction today, and let me explain to you why and how I got there. Let's start with the premise that this is a real business, a complicated business with a lot of different facets. It's not a hippie commune. It's a business. We can't be everybody's friend. We have to function as a commercial enterprise. At last night's board meeting, I was somewhat troubled. And I want you to know that when I decided to run for the board, I made a pledge to myself that I would do it in a business-like fashion and not a personal fashion. In no way would I speak ill of any of my fellow candidates, existing board members, past board members, that I would treat this as an issue-only, an issue-centric campaign, and my concerns were for the community, and I was going to be above the fray. However, I think that I need to address a point that will not specifically impact any individual board member, but you must all have to be aware of it, and I think it's important. I think it's the most important issue facing the community. If I try to be an academic or some sort of a professor or educator today, I wouldn't be very good at it. It's just not something that comes to my personality well, and it is not something that I have been trained for. I have not spent any of my career involved in anything like that. I think the same thing goes toward managerial skills. I wouldn't expect people that have not been in a managerial position for a good part of their life to be top-rate managers. Unfortunately, being on the board of directors here is very much like being a manager, if not being a manager. All of the board members must be managers in some regard, some in different regards, but certainly it is called upon and it is necessary to exercise managerial judgment about virtually every decision the board makes. And not being skilled in that can be an impediment to doing a good job of it. In being a manager, you have to understand the environment that we're in. I have, well, let's start this way. We all live in America, a wonderful place. I wouldn't want to live anywhere else. America is a capitalistic system. In a capitalistic system, employers have employees. They hire those employees and they pay the money. You give the employees money and they produce goods and services for you. This is not a complex system, and it is how things work. Employees don't come to work every day because they like you or they're your friend. They come because they get a paycheck. And I'm not paying them to be my friend if I'm the employer. I'm paying them to do a job for me. Absolutely, you cannot treat an employee poorly. You cannot abuse them. These are not our slaves. You cannot treat them in anything with anything other than courtesy, kindness, and consideration. And you must acknowledge when they perform well. But by that same token, these are employees. Our vendors hire employees. Our vendors are our employees. This is a business. We cannot and should not think of this. Think of our vendors as colleagues and pals and friends. These are not their roles. We give them money. They provide for us. This is not a complicated concept. Unfortunately, some past board members, some current board members, don't quite grasp that. And as such, treating our employees, our contractors, our vendors as friends, it's not an effective way to get work out of them. It is not an effective way to deal with them, because you could be called upon on many occasions to, you might be have to discipline these people. You might have to chastise them. You might have to criticize their work and encourage them to do their work differently or better. This all gets very complicated when they are your friends. This is not something that we can allow. And unfortunately, our board has behaved in this way far too much. At the end of last night's board meeting, it was apparent that we cannot sing Kumbaya with our vendors at the end of every board meeting and sing their praises. It's not working. They're not producing the kind of work we need for the money we give them. And this is not something I'm saying. It's self-evident. Look at shadows. Look at the condition of the golf course. Look at the condition of the general landscape and common areas. Look at our catering situation. We're not getting what we're paying for, and we're not going to get it if we continue to treat our vendors as our pals and we lionize them at the board meetings. Our vendors are our employees. I'm not saying we can't call out excellent employees for excellent performance and even reward them. This is not something that's not done in management. But we must remember who we are. This is a $15 million a year business. I've never seen friendship work or collegiality work in a managerial situation. Maybe it works great in a donut shop, but not in an institution as large as ours. We must treat these people as employees fairly, kindly, openly, but we must be able to get a full day's work for a full day's pay. And I don't think that many of our board members have that attitude. And they look, this is not to say that you cannot befriend a waitress or befriend someone in the facilities department that you're working with or befriend people in the golf shop that you see on a regular basis. Board members need to have a different relationship with the vendors. I'm not talking about individual community members and residents having cordial relationships with a lot of our employees. That's not only good, it's encouraged. I'm talking about it from a point of view of management. And that situation, it doesn't work. It's never worked well. And I've never seen management behavior like I witness at the board meeting after board meeting. It just doesn't work. And take a look at our community, and you'll see that it's not working. Everybody's friendly, but we're not getting the work done that we need done. So that's what I came to talk to you about today. I wanted you to know that we need a bit of a different approach from our board toward our vendors. I'm not here to tell you that I want to discharge any of our vendors, that any of our vendors are failing, and the first thing we have to do is discharge them, get rid of them, and cancel their contracts. I'm saying we have to work with them to make them perform better, and I don't see that, and I don't see congeniality and camaraderie and colleague behavior getting that done. We must treat them as the employees they are. We give them millions of dollars a year, and we must demand results. And I hope that in the future, whatever members of this community get on the board, behave in that way. Thanks. I'm Larry Siegel. Again, I'm looking for your votes. I'm a businessman. I know how to do this. I've done it all my life, and I'll do it for you. Thanks for your help. I appreciate your votes and support.